You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WBZH Daily News Roundup for the Buzz of the North, 910 AM in Hayward.
For the Civic Media Radio Network, I'm Terry Barr. The contentious and expensive race for state Supreme Court is over. Susan Crawford defeats Brad Schimmel. Here's what she told supporters.
My experiences growing up in small town Wisconsin shaped me into the person that I am today. Someone who values hard work, common sense, honesty, and who can tell right from wrong. But I've got to tell you, as a little girl growing up in Chippewa Falls, I never could have imagined that I'd be taking on the richest man in the world in Wisconsin. And we won!
And Schimmel telling the crowd at his campaign watch party he called Crawford to congratulate her on the win. Incumbent State Superintendent of Public Instruction Jill Underle defeats challenger Brittany Kinzer in the race to lead Wisconsin's public education system. Unofficial results from the Associated Press show Underle won almost 53% of the vote. She spoke to supporters at the Madison Concourse Hotel.
This victory belongs to all of us who believe in the power of public education. It's a testament to our shared commitment to ensuring that every child in Wisconsin has access to a high-quality education regardless of their zip code.
Kinzer conceded while promising to work on reading proficiency and with local leaders. And voters approve a ballot measure to require photo identification in order to vote in elections. It passes with nearly twice as many votes in favor. The Republican-backed ballot measure will amend the state constitution to make the photo ID requirement permanent. The state legislature originally passed a voter ID requirement in 2011. I'm Terry Barr. You're listening to your local Civic Media radio station.
The Brewers shut out the Royals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Milwaukee with a 5-0 win over Kansas City. Right-hander Chad Patrick getting his first start with 300 friends and relatives in the stands from his hometown of Hebron, Indiana, as he battled a flu bug.
Yeah, I mean, the day of my starts, I'm really anxious. You know, I gag a lot. I was just trying to get better and get healthy.
Solo home run shots from Christian Yelich and catcher Eric Haas, who drilled one deep into left field.
Changeup down. Really wasn't looking for it. I was surprised we both had a good laugh about it after, and I hit a one-hopper right off him. So, yeah, just trying to get a good pitch and not try to do too much.
NBA, Bucks with a 133-123 win over the Suns, and former Bucks head coach Mike Budenholzer at the NFL meetings. Mark Murphy on the Packers' proposal to ban the Philadelphia tush push.
You know, we spoke on behalf of it. So it was tabled. If it's not banned, you're going to see more and more teams do it.
That's Mark Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Lots of rock stars experience hearing loss, but things look even more bleak for former frontman of The Who, Roger Daltrey. According to the New York Post, Daltrey recently said he is going deaf and blind. Daltrey, who turned 81 last month, downplayed his condition while on stage during a recent concert and chalked it up to the joys of getting old. The lead singer joked to the crowd that at least he still has his voice or he would be full Tommy, referencing the pinball wizard and title character from the band's rock opera who couldn't hear, speak, or see. Fans of the animated show Rick and Morty have had to wait a year and a half, but the show is coming back. Adult Swim released the trailer for the new season of the show, which was created in part by Wisconsinite and former Milwaukee comedy sports player Dan Harmon. The show has already been renewed through season 12. Season 8 drops May 25th on Adult Swim. Beyonce has always been ambitious, putting out album after album, switching genres, and putting out country music material, and apparently she even dreams about winning an Oscar. The Grammy-winning actress told her Austin Powers co-star Michael Caine that an Academy Award was her goal. Caine shared the info about the then 19-year-old Beyoncé in his new memoir, saying he thought she was incredibly talented. He was right. Since then, she's become one of the most decorated music artists of all time. Caine's new book is called Don't Look Back, You'll Trip Over, My Guide to Life. In Girls, Aaron Rodgers' awkwardly dated news, actress Shailene Woodley is joining the cast of Paradise. The well-received show has announced that Woodley will appear in season 2 as a recurring character in the Fox political thriller. The show was consistently ranked number 1 on Hulu and Disney Plus throughout its first season. Season 2 is currently filming. I've reached out to the former Mr. Shailene Woodley Rodgers for comment, but nothing yet. There's a new Fab Four, and they will be playing the Fab Four. Director Sam Mendes announced the four actors who will play the Beatles in his new project at CinemaCon Monday at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas. The project is titled The Beatles, and the actors portraying the Beatles are all from the UK and include Paul Mescal as Paul McCartney, Harris Dickinson will play John Lennon, Barry Keoghan as Ringo Starr, and Joseph Quinn will play George Harrison. Screen Daily reports that all four cast members are previous recipients of the UK's prestigious Stars of Tomorrow Awards over the last few years. Mendes, the Skyfall and 1917 director, says principal photography on the four-part biopic will start next year and is hoping a release in theater will get people out of the house and binge-watching content on the big screen. Sounds good, but at the very least, the soundtrack should be great. The Beatles is currently looking at a 2028 release. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Some rain, some sleet, and some snow this morning. Eventually, that will change to all rain as we head into the afternoon, and we may even catch a clap of thunder at some point. It's going to be breezy, too, with a high of 41. Tonight, some rain and snow showers, 29 tomorrow. Gradual clearing with a high in the mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
That's your WBZH Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at buzzofthenorth.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.